Welcome to the Garden Clinic Podcast. Hello, I'm Graham Ross. You know, each week we meet plant lovers, horticultural experts, landscape designers, nursery and home garden owners who love to share their inside information, their tips and ideas for you. They're from right around Australia and indeed the world of gardening. David Austin English roses have been favourites in Australia for years. There are just too many varieties to mention, but I just love them all and I know so many of you do. They all have that amazing form and colour, vigour, disease resistance, and that very familiar David Austin style. But you may not realise that the family who run the nursery today and do all the breeding and propagation include Michael Marriott, David Austin, of course, senior, and while at 87, still flat out. His son, David Jr., does much of the hard work and has done for a couple of years. They're a loving family. In fact, they're really a fabulous mob to meet. They're dedicated to roses, of course, to gardeners, and to producing the highest quality and the best perfume roses possible. Their rose display at Chelsea every year is a joy to see. But in 2014, even I was amazed at the high quality and the hugely exciting new release rose for 2014. With me is David Austin Jr. and look, the display once again looking stunning. Happy with the progress, David?
Yeah, very much so. A kind season really, no real cold this year compared to last year, so the roses have come on in their more natural time, so the less forcing you have to do, the better the flowers, the better the roses. So it's been a good year.
You've got a lot of new ones, three, but two in particular, one named after your daughter.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, she's at university and in the middle of exams, so she can't be here to see the launch, but she is so proud of her rose, and it is a magnificent rose, and her grandfather obviously picked it because he thought it was going to be one for the long haul, so yeah.
Well, you know, when they selected Queen Elizabeth Rose, you know, you're sticking your neck out. You know, your daughter's closer to you than Queen Elizabeth, so it's dangerous territory.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. No, it's a great rose, yeah. Very, very disease resistant, amazing flowering. That flowers non-stop, so yeah, really excited about it.
Now, this is Olivia.
Olivia Rose Austin. Obviously had to be Rose, didn't she?
Of course it is. Now, her grandfather, your dad, has had a big hand in its breeding.
Absolutely, yeah. He's still in charge of all the breeding programs. He works every day. He still has many ideas that he's trying to work on to improve our roses. Yeah, he's going strong, very well. 87.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I know, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It is incredible, and he is very fit. He's looking really well, so going strong.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. That's got a good look forward to catching up with him. Now, this beautiful golden yellow, the poet's wife.
Yeah, now, yellows, we seem to do really well with yellows. A golden yellow, as you say, amazing fragrance, and very, very repeating again. These two are really fantastic roses.
Well, you've had Graham Thomas in your history in the breeding, Golden Celebration.
Yeah, this could be in the same, you know, it's always difficult. You have to see them across the different climate zones to really know how good they really are. But certainly in the UK, it looks fantastic. Really proud.
I've got to ask, what, 3 years for Australia, maybe?
Yeah, about 3 years, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll keep in contact with Lee Siebel and he'll let us know when they're coming out. Yeah. Just looking at Poet's Rose, it seems to be strong, vigorous, very upright.
Yeah, medium shrub. As I say, it will flower, I think, from the ground right the way. So it's going to be a shrub that's going to be completely covered with flowers. More manageable shape than some of our varieties, maybe a little bit taller. But this one is, a really beautiful rose.
Well, you've got a little bit more work to do. You seem to be a bit ahead of the game. You can hear the chainsaws, everything's still going. They're cutting wood and making up beautiful displays. I'll let you get back to it. But once again, David, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more of our podcasts, go to our website, gardenclinic.com.